And any comments in terms of the effect of adding in the lenalidomide based on subtype, specifically the ABC subtype?
I think it's a little bit premature to interpret that in both of these trials. We need a little bit more follow-up, and then we need more data on those subtype-specific results from these two studies. And it may even require a combination of the data from these two trials in the subtype to know exactly what the benefits are there. There are suggestions from the relapse setting, and particularly data from Myron Churchman's group, that suggests that in the non-GCB subtype, that single-agent lenalidomide is quite active in that population of diffuse large B-cell patients.
John, any comments about this? And any way you explain to your fellows, et cetera, in terms of the difference of the subtypes and biologically, you know, why you might see response to lenalidomide or ibrutinib in one versus the other?
Right. So I think these results are intriguing. And one of the challenges now in development of new regimens in large cell lymphoma is that we do well enough that it can be hard in a phase two study to really know what the signal should be to go on to the next level. And I would agree that the data from the Mayo Clinic looks appealing enough, and this is safe enough and easy enough that this is a very rational combination to take forward. Where I do find it somewhat disappointing is I'm a little further along than Chris in the concept of the subtype. And basically, I thought that the Mayo Clinic data did really support the previous observation that the real effect of lenalidomide seemed to be on the, well, we'll say non-GCB subtype because it's by immunohistochemistry. Now, the criticism of using this in practice has been, at least up until very recently, you're using an immunohistochemistry correlate to try to define subtype, and it's probably only about 80% accurate. I think it's probably the case, though, in my mind, that that's still not so bad, and that to do studies today using these types of agents in all comers of large cell lymphoma is really probably a mistake when we know that the differences between GCB and ABC by gene expression profiling are potentially as profound as the differences between marginal zone lymphoma and follicular lymphoma. It's just that they tend to look the same under the microscope. So I would have been more pleased if the ECOG plan had been to try to do this in a subset of the patients, likely an ABC subset. There are other gene expression profiling ways to categorize large cell lymphoma, looking at the stroma, for example, and in the higher risk stromal 2 type of gene expression profiling, one could envision that lenalidomide has an anti-angiogenic component. Similarly, with B-cell receptor active agents, there is an observation that the B-cell receptor pathway seems to be enhanced in the ABC subtype. And there are other gene expression profiles that are looking at a BCR or B-cell receptor subtype of large cell lymphoma. So it's certainly my hope, and I've been trying to push this concept for a couple of years, that very quickly our approach to diffuse large B-cell lymphoma in the de novo setting, at least experimentally, will be based on these rational subset rather than taking everybody with large cell lymphoma, treating them the same way, and then looking back at what the outcomes are.
Any issue right now in terms of utilizing it outside of a trial setting, make any kind of clinical decisions?
Well, I think that many oncologists, both in the community as well as in academic programs, are getting this information. I certainly see when I see patients in consultation, the pathology reports on the outside at least talk about CD10 and MUM1 and these antibodies that basically are there to help tell you which category the patients are in. I would agree that today, with the exception of perhaps MYC positivity, which is separate from this discussion, that patients should be approached the same way. But certainly in an academic environment, we feel it's important to collect this information because down the line, even the choice of salvage therapy might be different depending on what subset these patients are in.